This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim. I thought it's important to give a step-by-step guide to how to lead our families in Eid prayer at home. It's not a conventional prayer that we've ever probably led our families in. I wanted first to give you evidence that at the time of the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, due to old age and other different circumstances, led his family in his home, his extended family and neighbors and small part of his community in the Eid prayer, even though there was a large mass of Muslims who had their own Eid prayers outside as normal. So there is evidence of this from the Sunnah. Number two, I want you to know that there are ways of praying the Eid prayer that are different from one school of thought to the other. All of them are rooted in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So the description I give you, I believe, is the one that is most conventional to a lot of us in North America, in Australia, and so on. And by far, it is not the only version that you're able to follow. This one is rooted in the Sunnah from a transmission from Abdullah ibn Umar and others, inshallah. The third thing that I want to tell you is that there's ways of maximizing your reward by adding sunnah actions to the Eid prayer, but missing out one of them or two of them does not make the Eid prayer unacceptable. So we're going to keep it to the bare bones so that it lessens confusion, inshallah. First, the most important thing before the Eid prayer occurs, that you should pay Zakatul Fitr, which is an obligation upon every male, female, child, even an unborn child that is growing within his mother's womb in a household. Zakat al-Fitr should be paid on it. If you're living alone, you pay for yourself. As the head of a household, you should pay for your entirety of family, inshallah. In Australia, it's about $12 to $15 per individual, inshallah. Number two, there is no niyyah that needs to be said, articulated by the tongue. The niyyah is that the Eid prayer is performed. It's not duha prayer, it's not a sunnah prayer in that sense. It is a conventional Eid prayer, is the niyyah in your heart. Number three, there's no adhan, there's no iqama, there's nothing that you need to call to proclaim it. You will gather with yourselves and your family. It's preferred but not essential that it's in an outdoor area or an unconventional area. What's more unconventional than your living room, inshallah? So how do we begin the prayer? Well, it begins like every other prayer, inshallah. Think of Eid prayer exactly like Jumu'ah prayer or Fajr prayer. So if you've ever led your family in Fajr prayer, you're almost halfway there. You're going to begin with Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar, as normal, and you will fold your hands on your chest or on your stomach, whichever you feel most comfortable in. They're rooted in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You're going to make your dua of opening the prayer and ask Allah to protect you and your household from the shaitan in this prayer. And then you're going to give seven more takbir. You're going to say Allahu Akbar, and you can raise your hand with them. That's narrated from one of the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Or you can keep your hands folded. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, up to seven times. And you can count them by maybe squeezing your hand with your finger or something so you don't lose track. So that's the first takbir to enter salah, followed by seven more takbir. Once you've done that, you begin with Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, whether in a hushed voice or otherwise, and you read Surah Al-Fatiha and choose another surah after it. Now, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, which earns you greater reward, is to read Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la in the first rak'ah. You're going to go into your ruku' after reading your salah. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd, Allahu Akbar, make two sujood as normal. When you rise up from your sujood, you're going to say Allahu Akbar, and then you're going to say five more times. So the takbir to rise is independent, then five more. And you're going to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, or just simply Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, for five more times. And then you finish the rest of the salah, like Salatul Jumu'ah or Salatul Fajr, by reading Surah Al-Fatiha. And if you want to get more of the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, read Hal Ataka Hadithul Ghashiya. Once you're done that, the salah is finished. Eid prayer has been complete, which is seen by the majority as a wajib prayer, not a sunnah prayer. And the second part of the Eid khutbah, which is the Eid prayer, which is Eid khutbah, that is considered a sunnah. And therefore, it does not have to be fulfilled by you. You can listen to it, inshallah. I will be broadcasting my Eid khutbah, inshallah, from my home so that you can follow along with it. بإذن الله تعالى. I will not broadcast the prayer so that there's no confusion that you follow me along through the internet. That is not seen as a conventional or permissible act. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. But you can follow along with my sermon and listen to it inshallah as a live broadcast later on or at that moment. It doesn't have to be when I'm doing it that you hear, but you can make that one of the sermons that you listen to for the day so that you gain barakah for yourself and your household. If you want to give the khutbah for your family, it is in two parts. There are only five essentials you need to keep in mind, and it's a very simple process. First is that you make mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and command those who are listening to fear Him. So you conventionally say, ittaqullah. And this can be done through a reading of a verse of the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Second, you need to read and recite a verse of the Quran. Third, you need to send your salah and salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fourth, you need to make dua for yourself and your family. And number five is that you make the general praise of Allah that His name is articulated. When those five things are met, then your Eid khutbah is valid. It should be to earn the sunnah made into two parts. So you'll sit halfway through and stand up again, admonish people with the remembrance of Allah and make dua for yourself and your family. May Allah accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. May Allah seal our Ramadan with His blessing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our harm so that we don't need to pray Eid in our homes as individuals again, but we can be together as a community. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.